From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, January 28th. I'm Sarah Reith. Midway through his first season as director of the 40-year-old Ukiah Symphony Orchestra, Philip Lenberg is working with combinations, old and new interpretations of modern and historical pieces, and his own roles in the community. Lenberg is also a professor of music at Mendocino College, and the next concert, Baroque Revisited, will include a talk about what the audience is about to hear. It's part of his plan to engage on more levels with the local musical sensibility.
I'm hoping to bring Ukiah Symphony more into the kind of daily presence of Ukiah. I know there are a lot of music lovers, some who are familiar with the symphony and some who are not, and I would love to develop more of a relationship with more people around Ukiah and the surrounding areas.
How do you feel like you're doing so far?
Well, so far seems good. The concerts have been really great. The musicians that we've invited, I think, are really top-notch, and we've gotten a lot of feedback, very positive feedback from our December concert. So I'm really looking forward to the rest of the season and seeing more and more people at the symphony.
So tell me about the upcoming concert.
The Ukiah Symphony is having our next concert February 8th and 9th, and it is a kind of smaller chamber orchestra concert, which means rather than having full pairs of winds and brass or more, it's actually less. And a lot of composers have written in this genre for various reasons throughout history. But this concert focuses on mostly 20th century composers that have been writing in the style of Baroque music. So 20th century composers, save for one, who are writing music that is about 200 years old to 300 years old, depending on when they were born. The idea of taking older forms or older ideas, older vocabulary, and kind of updating them is not a new one. This has happened all through history, particularly in the arts. For this concert, we're focusing on four composers. The concert starts with a piece that kind of encapsulates the whole idea. It's a Bach piece. It's about 10 minutes long, and it's a very complicated Baroque style called a ricercata or a ricercar, or what otherwise I think now we refer to as a fugue. And so this piece, though written by Bach, was reorchestrated in the early 20th century by a composer named Anton Webern. Webern was a student of Arnold Schoenberg, if anybody knows, who is often associated with very dissonant kind of avant-garde music in the early 20th century. So his student, in fact, many of his students would arrange older works in this new kind of style. And so right off the bat, the concert starts with something that sounds familiar, but it's almost like different colored lights are being shown upon different groups of the instruments. So the soloist is a cello player that lives in San Francisco. She's a graduate from the conservatory, is a very successful freelance musician, often plays chamber music around the Bay Area, and she's coming here to play the Tchaikovsky Rococo Variations for cello and orchestra. And that is another kind of one of these pieces that is written in an older style, this kind of neoclassical piece. Though Tchaikovsky is the one composer that is not the 20th century composer. And in many ways, it's the newest sounding piece, but it's also the oldest written.
What makes it sound new?
A lot of the harmonies, the pieces, sometimes dissonant. He sometimes focuses more on the tension than the resolution, which was the case in the Baroque and classical period. Once we get into Tchaikovsky's lifetime, which is generally referred to as the Romantic period, the composers have left the idea of resolution and kind of pleasing symmetry and gone more into a focus of the tension and the dissonance that is between those moments of resolution. So in other words, the Tchaikovsky piece is full of gestures and expectations not being met and then being met. And the other pieces are much more kind of straightforward Baroque sounding pieces.
And when you say Rococo, I think of architecture, like really elaborate carvings and fleur-de-lis and just kind of fanciful, but not quite narrative.
Absolutely. So it's very ornate there is a lot of decoration around the melodies and a lot of the forms that he uses. And so the reference, I think, is certainly to the time period in which that architecture is associated, is the kind of late 17th century style, so, which is falls right into the Baroque period.
Is it difficult music to play?
It is very difficult for the cellist. It is a real kind of showpiece, virtuosic display of technique and musicality and stamina and real sensitivity. But at the same time, it's got this big kind of finish at the end where whatever you've heard over the past 15 minutes, it's all kind of comes to a head at the end. And it's this very flashy, almost kind of agitated, very hurried, celebratory kind of ending.
That sounds like a great place to end.
Yeah, well, it's a great ending for the first half.
Baroque Revisited, featuring cello soloist Natalie Rainey, will be at Mendocino College in the Center Theater on Saturday, February 8th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, February 9th at 2 p.m. Rainey and director Philip Lenberg will start a talk about the music 1 hour before each performance. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news, with pictures and more, visit kzyx.org.